Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Vav, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Mem Vav, Omed Aleph, Tana Tana, Kameh D'Rav Sheshes. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzaru Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned to Le'ilu Nishmas, Bela Bas, Reb Mordechai Tzvi. So, yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we learned the Mishnah on daf Mem Hei Omed Aleph, which discussed the halacha that says that although Avodah Zarah is Aser Bahana, but at the same time, if Ovdei Kechavim, or Yidden, would worship mountains or hills, the halacha is they would not become Aser Bahana. It's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "Abe ta'abdun es kol amekoymes asher avdu sham agoyim, asher atem yorshim oisam es Eloheim al hehorim haromim valagvois v'sachas kol eitz ran." So the Torah singles out that you have to get rid of all the avodah zarah. Why? Simply because it's aser bahana. Which avodah zarah? The avodah zarah that's on top of the horim. The avodah zarah that's on the gvoyz, and we learn from there that avodah zarah that's on the harem and on the gvoyz, abe ta'abdun, you have to get rid of. But let's say the harem and the gvoyz themselves would be the avodah zarah, so then the halach is you would not have to get rid of it. What we saw also was that there was a big dispute amongst the tanaim with regards to a tree. Is a tree like karem ugvoyz, or is a tree not like karem ugvoyz? Now, on the one hand, you could see why a tree and harem ugvoyz are very much mei inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. They're both part of the beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. They're both mechuber le'karka, right? Stating that, there is a little bit of a difference. The difference is that the tree comes about through tfisas yedayot. Trees don't just grow on their own. Somebody has to be zeirei and chayresh, and that's how a tree comes into existence, as opposed to the harem and the gvoyz, mi bara ela. Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So you could argue, on the one hand, that trees should be very similar to Harem Ugvoyz, and if Harem Ugvoyz have a chiddush that even with a neva, even when they were worshipped as Avodah Zarah, still they're not Asabana, so too trees should be the same there. Oye Shloimar, maybe being that trees have tfisas yedei Adam, so it could be there it's going to be different. Now the truth is like this. As it relates to a tree that was planted me'ikar l'shem avodah zarah, that we saw in the Gemara for sure is going to be aser bahana. And the reason we know for sure that that's going to be aser bahana is because that's a pasuk in the Torah. Where is that a pasuk in the Torah? It's what's known as the asherah boim, right? That's what an asherah is. An asherah is a tree that was nevad, and we know that it's aser bahana. So there's no question in the world that there is a tree that's not like karem ugvoyz. And that tree, at the very least, would be discussing where it was planted l'chatchil l'shem avodah zarah. What was the machlokes tanoim? The machlokes tanoim was where the tree was not planted l'chatchil l'shem avodah zarah. It was natay ula b'soif avdai. And then afterwards, chevra went and they worshipped it. The question is, would we say that there too it's included in the chiddush of asherah? And we would say that it's aser. Ay, harem ugvoyz is mutter. The Torah says you have to say, because over here it's yesh ba tfisas yedayot. Or maybe no. Maybe, although the Torah was mechadash aparash of asherah, that's only where it was natay mitchilo l'shem kach. If, however, it was natay ula b'soif avdai, so over there, hadar dina, that we treat it like harem ugvoyz, and the halach is going to be that it will not be considered aser bahana. So again, what is the machlokes tanam? This is the point we need to zero in as the segue to today's daf. A tree that was natay ula b'soif avdai. Is it going to be mutter bahana or is it going to be aser bahana? And to be clear, and this is something we saw in the previous daf, avadi and not allowed to worship such a tree. And if somebody does, he's chayv misas bezin, just like if somebody worships any getchka in the world. The shaila that we're discussing is, do you have the mitzvah of abi ta'abdon? The question is, do you have the Isuri Hana component that's part and parcel of the Masechta that we're learning right now? There were Andra Tanoim that held that in the event that it was Natai Ula B'Saif Avdai, so in that instance we're going to treat it like Harem Ugvoyz, and if it's like Harem Ugvoyz, it's not going to be Aser Bahana. There were others that held no. Once you see Asherah is a tree, and Afilu Hachi, it's Aser Bahana, must be because there is a tfisas yidei adam, and that makes it different than regular harim gvayis. Well, if that's the case in a situation where it was planted meikar lekach, then lechayr it's going to be that way in all cases as well. Either way, on that note, zok the gemara. Tana tanakam made the Rav Sheshes. There was a brisa that presented to Rav Sheshes. I'm sorry. There was a tana that presented a brisa to Rav Sheshes. The brisa didn't present the tana. The tana presented the brisa. This is the brisa. Akum ho'iv dinas harim es hagvayis. Oiv de kechavim that are oiv the harim and their oiv the gvayis hein mutarim. The harim and the gvayis are muter bahana. But if they are besayif and the akum themselves are going to be chayif sayif. We know this, right? The harim and the gvayis are mutter, that's the Mishnah. Because harim and gvayis don't become asabana. It's al harim, the al gvayis, that's asabana. But the harim and gvayis itself is not asabana. Oiv de em besayif. Because an akum, a ben noyach, is muzer on seven mitzvahs. One of the seven mitzvahs ben noyach is avodah zara. And a ben noyach, whenever he's over one of the seven mitzvahs ben noyach, he's chayiv misa. And which misa is he chayiv sayif? It's really a machloik, it's a masachta sanhedrin. One man domes has sayif, another man domes has chenek. But we're going now that it's sayif. And either way, it's for that reason that hein, the harim and the gvayis are going to be mutter, but the ivdeyim, the akum themselves, are going to be chayiv Misa. Let's say the akum would be oivid zraim and yurakos. So zraim and yurakos are not trees, but it's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan. It's things that grow. So hin asurim, they're going to be aser. Vayivdeim besayif, and vayivdeim are going to be sayif. But either way, foshteit on their braiso, that if someone is oivid zraim and yurakos, the zraim and yurakos are going to become aser. Now zraim and yurakos, we said, are like trees. So you have here a mafurish abraisa that says that trees are going to be awesome. So says the Gemara that when the Tana told this to Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes told the Tana Amale, the Amalochmani. Who do you think is the Tana of the Braisa? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi. Probably Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who we saw in yesterday's daf. He's the man, the Amar, that holds Ilan Shenat Ubisayif of the Aser. That an Elon she notoy ulubasayif avdoy is going to be aser. And being that an Elon that was notoy mitchila stam and after was ulubasayif avdoy is aser, it's because we don't treat trees the way we treat harmic voice. It's for that reason the Zram and the Yerukas are going to be aser. So again, the Tana presented this price to Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, you know who the Tana this price is. It's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It's one of the two shittas of yesterday's daf who holds that a tree is different than harmic voice, whereas a tree is mutter, an Elon. Is going to be awesome. Kasha, a very obvious kasha in light of the introduction to the daf, and that is v'lukma be'ilan shenata b'tchilo v'kach v'rabbanon. Had it Rav Sheshes note to say that the price is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the man the Omar that holds that ilan shenata yulubasayif avdoi is aser, and have to make an akimta that this price is getting involved in that big machlokes tana of yesterday's daf. We can be making the brisa where the ilan was planted mitchila. And if you plant the mitchila l'shem avodah zara, that's the asher b'ayim, and everybody's going to hold it awesome. So why Rav Sheshes feel compelled to make this b'raisa b'machloikis shnuya? Why are you getting involved in a machloikis? Just say it's talking about where the ilan was not the mitchila l'kach. It's an asher. Everybody holds the asher is awesome. In other words, v'rabbanon, let it be going even according to rabbanon. The reason Rav Sheshes couldn't say that is the k'tani dumi dahar, because Rav Sheshes held that the two parts of the b'raisa are probably similar to each other. Right? The reisha of the b'raisa said ha'akum ha'ovdin. The safe of the Braisa was that the Akum that are oived Zeroim and Yerukas, and Mahar, the ratio is not the Mitchila Lekach, right? The Har was made with Tchila Lashem of the Zara, right? Mi Bareila. Chadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't make Lashem of the Zara. Afay Namish not the Mitchila Lekach. So it must be the Zeroim and the Yerukas were also not planted with Tchila Lekach. And Afilu Hachi, it's Asr. Oh, must be that if it's not the Ilubasayif Avdoi, it's going to be Aser, like those sheetahs of yesterday's daf. Hamani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi. Zok the Gemara Itmar. Avnei har she nedaltalu. What would be if there were stones of a mountain that got chipped off the mountain? So there was a mountain, and now all of a sudden you have these stones that have been carved out. What's the halacha? Are they going to be mutabana or asabana? So two things. First of all, obviously we're talking about when somebody worships these stones now, right? Otherwise, why would that be us? Number two, Rashi says, it's talking about where they were nekru me'eleh. So they were uprooted on their own. So there wasn't chiseled out by some sculpture, but rather this is something that happened on its own. So what's the halach? So the Gemara says, Bnei Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. It was a machloikis between the Bnei Rabbi and Rabbi Yechanan. Chadam one said, Asura is v'chadam mutar. The other one said that it's going to be mutar. Now, at first glance, just thinking about it high level, here it's mamish, a mountain, right? But then again, it's not part of the mountain anymore. So a mountain, we know, doesn't become Asabano when it's Neva. The question is, what about these Avonim of the mountain that were chiseled out, but it happened by themselves? Do we view it like the mountain and it's going to be Mutter or not? The Gemara says as follows. Again, Chadama Asurais, V'chadama Mutar. Man, time of the Mandama Mutar. What's the Mandama that says that it's Mutter? Kahar. He held that it's like the mountain. Mahar she'imbo tfisas yidei adam mutter. Right? Why is the mountain mutter? The mountain's mutter is because it was created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no tfisas yidei adam, right? There's no human intervention with the mountain. It just happened. Avhani she'imbo and tfisas yidei adam. So too, these stones also have no tfisas yidei adam. By the way, even when they were uprooted without someone actually doing it. It happened by itself. It was necromere leim, so it should be mutter. Says the Gemara. One second, you're learning it from har. You're going to tell me avnei har is mamish like the har. Malah har shekim mechuber. At the end of the day, the mountain is mechuber, right? It's not a mountain. The mountain is mechuber. There's a fundamental difference between this and the mountain. But the Gemara says behema teichiach. You can prove it from behema. What's behema teichiach? So Rashi says that just like the halacha is that a mountain that's neva doesn't become asa bahana, the halacha also is that a behema that's neva does not become asa bahana. Now, what's the makar that a behema that's neva doesn't become asa bahana? So Rashi says it's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, because the Gemara learns out min habakar, right at the beginning of the Torah, and we learn from there pratli neva that a neva is aser to be brought as a carp. So look at Rashi, if you're going to tell me that nevad behema is aser bahana, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's also the gvoy? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it can't be brought as a carbon? To the extent that it's aser bahana bichlal, then memela can't be brought as a carbon. And the reason is because we know there's a din mimashke yisrael min amuter li yisrael, that the only time you're allowed to put something on the mizbeach is if a yid would be allowed to eat it. If something's aser for a yid to eat, something like that, you wouldn't be able to put on the... So from the fact that there's a special pasuk that tells me that a behema that's nevad can't be put on the mizbeach, so you say, Meres, it's not included in the ikar halacha of a nevad that's aser bahana. Because if it's included in that halacha, I wouldn't need a special riboy. But the bottom line is, so what do you see from there then? That a behema, like harim and gvoyz, also are not subject to the laws of nevad, which means that something that's worshipped is aser behana. In other words, let's do this again. Avnei har shenedaltalu. Machloikis pnei rabchim rabbi yechim. One said aser, one said mutar. My time midamando amma mutaris, Mara says, kaha. Right? Ahar has no tfisas yidei adam and its mutter. These avonim, even though they're chiseled out, but it happened on its own, so there's no tfisas yidei adam, it's also going to be mutter. Malahar zokti gemar shekei mechuber behema teichiach. What does it mean, behema teichiach? Behema also doesn't have the halacha of neva, like we just said. It's only asa l'gvaya. But bahana, it's mutter, and it's not mechuber. But the Gemara says, you can't tell me that avnei har are similar to behema, because malah behema shekei balas chayim. That's a living organism. It has a pulse, right? It's alive. As opposed to avnei har is a domain. So of course it's not the same, but the Gemara says, one second, don't tell me that the only time maybe something is not asid bahana is if it's a bal chay, because har yechich. I know, but har is mechuber. But behema yechich. I understand, but behema is a bal chay. Yeah, but aha. So the Gemara says the Chazar Adin goes in circles. Which two things are like? Har and Behema. What does a har and Behema have in common? That there's no human intervention. Umuter, and they're both mutter. So too, I'm going to be marbe anything that has no tfisis de yadam, such as avne har shenidaldalu. Umuter, it's going to be mutter as well. See, you can't learn it straight up from har. Why not? Even though it's so similar to har. Avnei har tahar. I understand, but one's b'chubah, the other's not b'chubah. Can't learn it straight up from behemah, because behemah is a balchai. But from the tzad ha-shova, I could learn it. I know that balchai is not a milah from har. I know b'chubah is not a milah from behemah. Hatzad ha-shova shobehen is what? What's the tzad ha-shova? Right, this is the punchline. She'en b'hem tfises yidei adam umutr. So too, avnei har has no tfises yidei adam, it should be mutr. But the Gemara says, malah tzad ha-shova shobehen. The tzad ha-shova has something in common, and that is she'ken loy nishtanu mibriyasa. They both were not altered from the way they were created. The mountain didn't change from the way it was created, and the behemoth was created a behemoth. As opposed to the Avnei Har, which started off being part of a mountain, and now it's independent. So l'chari, I shouldn't be able to learn from the Tzad HaShava either. So the Gemara says, no. You can learn from the Tzad HaShava with a knetch. El asya mi behema balas mum umehar. So I'm not going to learn its trade-off from behema and from har. But a behema balas mum. Why is behema balas mum different? Because that was nishtan and b'briyasan. So again, I can't learn its trade from har because mechuber, behema teichiach. Behema is a Baal Chai. Har Teichiach. Malatzad HaShova Shebehen Shekein Boi Mishtanu B'Briyasam. Behema Balas Mum Teichiach. The Inami, the Gemara says, oh, there's another option. You can learn it from Behema Tama, from Behema that's not a Baal Mum. Umi Ilon Yavesh. And from a dried out tree. So from the dried out tree, again, which was Nishtana Mibriyasai, that would knock out the Tzad HaShava. The bottom line is, or the Pircha on the Tzad HaShava, and therefore what you would be left with is the Tzad HaShava. So again, Avnei Harsha Nadaldu was a machloikis between the Bnei Rab Chiya and Rab Yoichan. Chad Omar Asurois, the Chad Omar Mutaris. The Gemara started, Mai Taima Demando Omar Mutaris, 10 or so lines. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is, it's learned out from Mitzad HaShava between Har and Behema. Or, if you want to connect a little bit better, Har and Behema Sbalasmum, or from a Behema and an Ilon Yavish. By the way, if you can learn from Ilon Yavish, Rashi speaks that, it's really totally in yesterday's daf. It's totally the introduction to the daf. Do we even treat an Ilon like a Har? Do we not treat it like a Har? Ayin Shom. But either way, this is the Makar to the Mando Amma that says Mutaris. Mando Asar. We said there was one Mando Amma that said Asar. What's Psham in that mando? Amar lahochi ksiv shakets tishaktenu v'sayiv tisavenu da avagav da asyam midino lehetero lo etasyo. It says in the Torah, v'leisov yisoy eva el beisech v'yisachirim kumayu shakets tishaktenu v'sayiv tisavenu kicherimu. And from there we learn that even if there's maybe an eitzah to be matter, don't be matter. Instead you should be machmer. Rashi says that this is not a drosha. This is not a drosha. Mimashmu usa dekro nafka. This is actually the Gemara learning up the pasuk. How much you learning chumash? And what we're saying is the mashma kol drashish at the doyrish ba'avodas kaychavim v'sidrishem elo v'shaketz v'lesar. The enochol ahatir by elo mashehidul chakosu b'feirish. Fascinating idea that when the Torah says shaketz v'shaksenu v'tsayv t'savenu kicheremu, essentially what the Torah is saying is that when it comes to the laws of avodah zara, unless the Torah says mafurish it's mutter, shaketz v'shaktenu, make it meshuketz v'tsayv t'savenu and treat it like it's discussing. So essentially, the Torah is actually telling me, mefurish, that if there's any mokum to be machmer, meaning it's not mefurish in the Torah that it's mutter, you should go ahead and be machmer. That's pshat in the man no'amah that says, so again, it's not so much that he's chaylik with the ma'atzad. There is a ma'atzad. But if it's not mefurish in the Torah, and the ma'atzad is not mefurish in the Torah, right, what's mefurish in the Torah? If it's mefurish in the Torah, yeah, Shava maybe is mefurish in the Torah, Hekish is maybe mefurish in the Torah. Right, sometimes some of the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam could be considered mefurish b'Torah, but usually not. Mahatzad is for sure not mefurish in the Torah, and this pasuk is teaching me where it's not mefurish in the Torah, you should go ahead and you should be machmer. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Testayim de bnei Rab Chiya de Shar. So again, we said this machloik is regarding Avnei Harsha and the Daldul was a machloik between the bnei Rab Chiya and Rabbi Yechon. It was a chad amar, right? One man, the Omar, said Aser. One man, the Omar, said Mutter. So, who said what? So, we know. We always speak this out, that when the Gemara doesn't know, sometimes Rabbi Ruf and Margolis knew, if you can even say that. But either way, here the Gemara does know, or at least attempts to maybe know. So, the Gemara, this time, the Bnei Rab Chiya, the Sharu. I'll bring you a raya that it was the Bnei Rab Chiya that said Mutter, which would mean that it was Rabbi Yechon that said Aser. How do I know that the Bnei Rab Chiya said Mutter? So, the Gemara's not going to have a Mufurish of Bnei Rab Chiya that said Mutter. But the Gemara is going to have a Shtickle Torah, and from that Shtickle Torah, it's actually going to feel a little Rabbi Margolis thing. And the Gemara from its Shtickle Torah is going to want to try to back in to the fact that the Bnei Rab Chiya is the one that said Mutter. Okay. What's this Bnei Rab Chiya? The boy Chizkiya, because Chizkiya had the following Yibayah. Now, one second. We're going to try to prove something about the Bnei Rab Chiya, bringing Uriah from Chizkiya. So this is Toldos Tanam V'Amiram 101. Rashi says, Yehuda v'Chizkiya Shman, that the Bnei Rab Chizkiya had names, and one of his name was Yehuda, and the other one was Chizkiya. So this Chizkiya of Boi Chizkiya is one of the Bnei Rab Chiya. Either way, the Boi Chizkiya, this is Bnei Rab Chiya. Zokav Beitzel L'shtach HaVoislah, if somebody took an egg, and he put the egg, he lifted it up, he put it very nicely, and he wants to be Kireo Mishtachave Tiriz Beitza. So, Mahu, what's the halacha? Meaning, is it Mutter Ba'ana? Is it Asa Ba'ana? So the Gemara says like this. Chizkiya was a little vague in terms of the Chayla. So, Kasolka Daitach, we have to guess a little bit. We have to start surmising. Kasolka Daitach, it seems reasonable to assume that the case was where this person was Zaka Beitza L'shtachave Slo, V'hishtachave. And he talked about down to it. This guy took an egg, he picked it up, he bowed down, he davened mincha, and he mamish did the whole 9 yards. So what was Chizkiya Shailo? Heiski Fasna. When he lifted up this beitza, he have maisa, he have maisa. Is that considered some human intervention where he created this avodah zarah? So then now when he bows down to it, it should be a nevan or not? Avoloi zokafla. But let's say he would not have lifted it. Loi mitzira. For sure the halacha is, it would not have been asa. Right, the whole shaila is, where he lifted it up. What if he didn't lift it up? It sounds like for sure it's not going to be an issue. And who is the one that's presupposing this in his shaila? It's Chizkiya. Who's one of, not both, but he's one of the B'nai Reb Chiya. Oh, Shmamina, B'nai Reb Chiya, the Sharu. See, you see, Mefurish, that the B'nai Reb Chiya were mahtar. Now, we need help from Rashi over here. Rashi says that L'chayre, this egg, is the equivalent thereof to the Avnei Harsha Nadal. Right? We're discussing Avnei Harsha Nadal. We're trying to figure out who said also who said Mutter. And we're going to bring a raya from Chizkiya who clarified Shiloh regarding an egg. Shaychis. Avnei Harsha Nadal Lulachod and Beit HaShanal Dabiyantif Lachod. Right? It's not the same sugi. So why are we even comparing them? So Rashi says, fine. Rashi, I'll tell you what the Tushtal is. A mountain, a har, doesn't become Asabana. A bal chai, a behemo, doesn't become asa bahana. Avnei harsha nadaltu, we have a chakira. Why do we have a chakira? Because it was neka from the har, mitzad echad, but then again, it's not the real thing. It was only neka min har. Oh, the beitza to the behemo is the same exact thing. The beitza was neka from the tarnagoylas, from the bal chai. So it's part of it, but then again, it was neka. It's not mamish, the same thing. So the Gemara holds that this Be'ish and Nolda is really the equivalent of Avnei Harsha Nidaldal. And if you see that the only tzad that the B'nai Reb Chiya have, that this Beitza should become Aser, when you bow down to it, is if you bow down, if you were Zakafla, but if you were not Zakafla, then there's not going to be an issue. So you say Meres, it has to be because we look at it as being a behemoth. But it was Nekar, the Teretziskus, it was Nekar Me'eleim. There's no Tfisis De'adam. It's like Avnei HaOtz. So you see that Avnei HaShem Adal was going to be Motas. It says Nigamara that from the fact that the B'nai Reb Chiya, or at least Ben Reb Chiya, Chizkiya, only has a tzad that the Be'ah should be usher in the event that he was Zakafla, but without Zakafla would be mutter. That means without Zakafla, he looks at it as being the behemoth, looks at it as being a Baal Chai. If that's the case, the Avnei Harsha Nadaldu should be treated like the Har as well. And if that's the case, in Tzaytam al Shmamin Abnei Reb Chiya, this Shah of the Mar says, I'll tell you, the Bnei Reb Chiya were the ones that said, and in the event that this person would have bowed down to the egg, Afal Gafta Loy Zakfla, even if he wouldn't have lifted it, Asura would have been usher. Why? Because Avnei Harish and the Daltu was really awesome. What's the case over here? The case is, we didn't bow down to it. Right, remember, it was a kasolka daitoch lishtachav aslok, vishtachav aslok. All Reb Chiya said was, all Chizkiya said was, Zokav Beitza lehishtacha voisla. No, we didn't say anything about it happening. In fact, it didn't even sound like he bowed down to it. But the case is talking about where he actually didn't bow down to it. And that's the Shaila. But the Gemara says one second, Ulaman. That's the case. Meaning, the Shaila was where he was Zokav Beitza lehishtacha voisla, veloyishtacha voisla. And you want to know now, does the Beitza become Asr or does it not become Asr? Again, this is already a little bit of a different shaila because nobody bowed down to it. Our whole sugi of nevad is when somebody bows down. Here you picked it. It was like azachana milsi, right? Azmana milsi. It sounds like that's the shaila. So the Gemara says, "One, according to the mandamar, this is a sugi coming up later in the mesecta, that if someone prepares avodah zara to bow down to it, right? He shtels avodah zara. Even if he doesn't, that loch is already a nevad. Well, in this case, then zokav beitza l'shtach avoyisla should be a problem. And even mandom achati avid. And according to the mandom that says, then no, you don't become a nevad unless you actually bichtich. Then holoi polcha. Then he didn't bow down to it. So again, what's the shaila over here? I don't understand what the shaila is. Clear, it's totally in that machloik is the marasas. Like tzurich nunch zokav beitza l'shtach avoyisla v'lo yishtach. The case is talking about where he lifted this egg to bow down to it, and he didn't bow down to it. And we're going according to Manava that holds that bowing, that just preparing to bow down to it in and of itself does not make it aser. Okay, so what's the shaila? The shaila is uba oivet kecham l'shtachav. You, the yid, went, and he was zokaf beitza l'shtachav isla. That in and of itself is nothing. Because the hazmana is like milsi. He himself didn't bow down to it. But as he lifted the egg, all of a sudden a guy said, wow, there's an egg, I could go bow down to it. He goes running over, and he decided that he now wants to bow down to it. Okay, why would that change anything? And it's really based on somebody who descended the name of Yisrael. Yisrael that erected a levena, a brick to bow down to it. And a guy goes and he bows down to it, it's going to be awesome. Now, this is really a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because ordinarily, you can't go and make someone else's thing into Avodah Zarah. But being that the Yid over here already established it as something that he was going to bow down to, so you are Megaladas that you want this to be Avodah Zarah. So if somebody goes ahead and he bows down to it, it's considered Avodah Zarah. So this is the fact. This was Chizki Yishayla. Levena, maybe even though Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Yisrael Shazak of Levena, Leshtach Avaisla. Could be that's only by levain, that's true by a brick. The minker of skifasa. Because when you lift the brick, it's nicker that there's some avodah zarah going on over here. Right? You stop building a getchka with a statue, right? So it looks like avo beitza loy. Beitza looks like you're making breakfast. So it doesn't look like you're necessarily doing anything. So even though you did a l'shem avodah zarah, and the guy knew you were doing a l'shem avodah zarah, and he chapped you ois, and ordinarily the halachas it would become aser, but being that it's not nicker, maybe that's a svarah to say that it shouldn't be aser. Maybe no. What's the difference between a beitza and a levain, a teku? And we don't even know the answer to that question. But the bottom line is, we thought that maybe we have a raya from this boy Chizki zokav beitza lehishtach v'islamahu, that this is a raya that Chizki holds avne harshen nedal delu mutaros, that would be predicated on the case be talking about where he actually bowed down to it. He himself bowed down to it. And the shaila was, do we say that it's aser or is it not aser, which would presuppose that had he not lifted, had he not been zakaf, then for sure it would have been mutter, which is the equivalent to Avnei Harsha and Adaldulu, in which case you would have a right, the Chizkiya, the Bnei Rabchiya Shita is that Avnei Harsha and Adaldulu is going to be mutter, but the Gemara says, oh, that's not what the case was. It's a whole different case. The case is talking about where he didn't even bow down to it. The case is talking about where he was zakaf, and a guy went ahead, he chapped a mice, and he bowed down to it. Ordinarily, ain't other mice, Adav Hashem and Shalai, but Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Yisrael, Shizaka Levena, Lashachavaz, Avayikham, Yishachavaz, Asura, and the Shaila was, maybe that's only true by Levena, maybe that's not going to be true by a basis. So just to recap this last part of the daf. So again, what was this last part of the daf? Avnei Harshen Nedaldu. It was a machloikis between the Bnei Rabchi and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Asurois, v'chad Amar Mutaris. And really, if you break it down, right, Mizamunim style. So if you break it down, what you're going to have is the Gemara address this from three angles. Number one, my time of demand Amar Mutaris. Number two, my time of demand Amar Asurois. And number three, the Gemara tried figuring out who's the one that said Mutaris. Who's the one that said Asuras? This is the shortest version of the Chazar. As it relates to my time with the Mandam and Mutaris, what was the Maskaros of Gemara? It's learned out from a Tzad Ashava between Har and Behema, or more specifically, Har and Behema Balasmum, or Behema and Ilon Yavish. As it relates to my time with the Mandam and Asuras, you can have matzat from today till tomorrow. The Torah says, Shakes to Shakzenu Besav to Savenu Kicherim Hu. And Rashi says, Mashma'usa the Kro is that unless it says Mefurish in the Torah, it's not Mefurish. Unless it says Mefurish in the Torah Mutter, you always have to say it's awesome. As it relates to who said what, the Gemara had a fleeting Havamina that it was Chizkiah, who's one of the Bnei Rabchia that said Mutter, based on a hanocha that Chizkiah Shaila is very cryptic Shaila. So, like Beitzel Shachav Aslaw, Mao was talking about where he actually bowed down to it, which would imply that if he wasn't Zakaf and he bowed down to it, for sure it would have been Mutter. But the Gemara said after further review, Lav Davke, he was a Shtachavala. In fact, the case is talking about where he wasn't a Shtachavala. What was the Shaila? Oh, for extra credit, you want to know what the Shaila was? The Shaila was where he was Zakaf, and then Rav Kechavim went, and he bowed down to it. Ordinarily, Eina, the Moisad Avashayna Shaloi, Rav Yudha said the name of Shmuel, that Yisrael Shazakav Levena, Lishtachavisla, Ubab Kechavim, Shtachavala, Asur, because he was Megaladas. The Shaila was, is a Beitza like the Levena or not? What should be the difference? Levena, who the Minkaros, Kifasa, Abba Beitza Loi. And the Gemara said, by the way, if you're really curious to know even right there, what's the halacha? Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following question. If somebody bows down to a mountain, are you allowed to use these stones for the Mizbeach? Or are you not allowed to use these stones for the Mizbeach? What's the Shailo? Yesh nevad b'mechuber etzal gavaya, or ein nevad b'mechuber etzal gavaya. Very geshmak hashad. Is there a halach of nevad by mechuber as it relates to gavaya or not? So again, really, to appreciate this Shail of Rami Bar Chama, two things that we already know very, very much from yesterday's daf and from the first half of today's daf. Number one, Mechuber does not become Asabana when it's Neved. Klar. Number two, a Behema also doesn't become Asir Bahana when it's Neved. However, the Torah says Min HaBakar, and we learn from there, Prat LeNeved, that a Neved cannot be brought as a cart. So we have this commonality here between the Har and the Behem. They both are excluded from the traditional parish of Nevad, which says that if you worship it, it's going to be Asir Bahana. They both don't have Tfisas Ideyadim, right? It's a Tzadah Shavah B'Neim, like the Gemara said. But the point is, they both have this Allah. Yet when it comes to Behema, we have a pasuk in the Torah that says that even though it's Mutter Bahana, but Ligvaya, it's us. You can't put a Nevad on the Mizbeach. So the Shail is, what about as it relates to Ahar? So if you have Avne Har that were Nevad, Shtachav El Ahar, you could use the Avonim right now, the Mizbeach or not? For regular commercial use, the answer is yes. But the question is, Yesh Neva b'mechuber Eitzel Gavaya, or Yeh Neva b'mechuber Eitzel Gavaya? The Gemara says, Intim, so let me Yesh Neva b'mechuber Eitzel Gavaya. Let's say the answer is, yeah, this is a problem. Machshirei carbon could carbon damu. Is it only a problem if you're physically going to put it on the Mizbeach? So if you want to use it to literally end up on the Mizbeach, like wood for the Mizbeach, then it's going to be a problem. But let's say you're only using it for machshirei carbon. You want to use it, I don't know, to make a knife for the Mizbeach. Would it be a problem there too or not? So really, it's like a double shayla. The first shayla is there bechlala musik of nevad l'gvaya when it comes to mechuber? Im tim tzoloy ma, there is it only true if it's physically going to involve being on the Mizbeach? What if it's only machshirei carbon? So the Gemara said, oh my Rava, Rava, snap, I'll bring you a raya. Kal v'chaim. What's the kal v'chaim? Ma esnan shemuta betolosh lehedyit also b'mechuber l'gvaya madach en esnan, which is mutter betolosh lehedyit. The halacha is, it's also b'mechuber l'gvaya. And how do I know it's also b'mechuber l'gvaya? The chesiv le'savi esnan zoynu u'mechir kelev. And the Torah doesn't seem to discriminate. Lo'yishna talosh v'lo'yishna mechuber. Nevad she'asa b'talosh lehedyit. A nevad which is asa b'talosh lehedyit. In it, she'asa b'mechuber l'gvaya. Certainly it should be asa b'mechuber l'gvaya. Rava said that I'm going to be pashat the shayla using the first of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Mem, Kal V'Chaimer. And the Kal V'Chaimer is going to be from the Parsha of Esnan. So what's the Parsha of Esnan? The Parsha of Esnan is, it says in the Torah, Le'savi Esnan Zoyna U'mechir Kelev Beis HaShem Elokecha. So an Esnan is a gift that somebody gives to a Zoyna in exchange for Znos. The Torah says something like that is Toyevas HaShem Elokecha Gam Shneim, and no way to take this Esnan, let's say it was a Behemo, and put it on the Mizbech. Now, if somebody wants to have hana from an esna, he's allowed to. It's just ligvaya that's going to be a problem, right? Esnan has a big kula. It's mutal lehedyit. And when we say it's mutal lehedyit, it doesn't matter if it's talush, it doesn't matter if it's mechuber, nobody cares what the esnan is. There's no issa to have hana from that gift. It's a disgusting thing. The Torah calls it a tayeva. But at the same time, if you want to have hana from it, this is something that you'll have hana. Where is this a problem? It's a problem when it comes to the Mizbeach. Now, when it comes to the Mizbeach, the Torah doesn't discriminate between if it's Talush or Mechuber. Right? It says, Le'sovi Eslan Zayin Mechir Kelev, and it's Mashma Lo'ishna Talush V'lo'ishna Mechuber. In other words, you find a Kula in Esnan regarding Talush Lehedyet, yet at the same time you find a Chumra in Esnan regarding Mechuber Le'gavaya. So it says, Rava, Madach Esnan, Shemuter betolish lehedyit, also b'mechuber l'gvaya. If that's the case, Nevad, she'aser betolish lehedyit. Nevad, where when it comes to talush, is mochamer than Esnan. Because a regular talush, that's a Nevad, is also known as a regular Nevad, is going to be also lehedyit. No one's allowed to have enough from it. So certainly has to be also b'mechuber l'gvaya. Said Rava, very gishmak l'kal v'chaim. I hold, says Rava, that Nevad Mechuber L'Gvaya is a problem Kal V'Chaimer from Esnan. Because if it's a problem by Esnan, right, this is the short version of it. If it's a problem by Esnan, it has to be a problem by Nevad. If Esnan is an issue Mechuber L'Gvaya, then for sure Nevad has to be a problem Mechuber L'Gvaya. What's the for sure? It's based on the fact that Esnan is the Kal and Nevad is the Chav. Right? That's what a Kal V'Chaimer is. One's a Kal, one's a Chav. It's true for the Kal V'Chaimer for the Chav. Where do you see the Esnan as a Kal? You see it by Talush Lehedyet. Because Talush Lehedyet is mutter by Esnan. Talush Lehedyet is also Benevet. So again, if Mechuber Legvaya is a problem by Esnan, Kal V'chaymer, it also has to be a problem when it comes to Nevet. Again, what's the Kal V'chaymer? The Kal V'chaymer is based on Talush Behedyet. Talush Behedyet is mutter by Esnan, yet it's a problem when it comes to Nevet. Says the Gemara, after Rav said this Kal V'chaymer, so Amalei Rav, when the Brei Rav Yishua, the Rav, so when the Brei Yishua told Rav, Oy Chilov, this is a little tricky. I don't know necessarily if I'm asking to this Kal V'chaymer. You know why? Because I can flip the whole Kal V'chaymer. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Uman Nevet, she'asa betolush etzel hedet. Madach Nevet, which for sure is asa betolush etzel hedet. Mutta b'mechob l'gvaya, is mutta b'mechob l'gvaya. Now, is it really mutta b'mechob l'gvaya? Azeh onudana, right? This is the shayla. But you have no raya, yeah or no. I could take on that side. Yeah, I'll explain in a second. So Madach Nevet, which for sure is asa betolush behedet, could be as mutta b'gvaya. And what would be the makar? Shenemer Eloheyem alaharim, v'loy aharim Eloheyem. Right, you're making up a tzad that maybe there should be a yesh never b'mechubad etzel gevaya. But if you look in the pasuk in the Torah, it doesn't say that. Now, if this were the case, then you know what should emerge is esnan shemutah b'talosh lehedit. That esnan, which we already said is more kal than is never. Where do you see it's more kal by talosh lehedit? And it didn't shemutah b'mechubad gevaya. Then certainly it should be mutter b'mechubad leg gevaya. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rava, Rava, you're making a big anocha in your Kal V'chaymer. You know what the anocha you're making in your Kal V'chaymer is? That Esnan b'mechuber is asal l'gvay. What are you basing it on? You're basing it on the fact that it says, Leisovi Esnan zayin mechir kalev, and you're telling me, I don't know, Loishna talush v'loishna mechuber. Well, if that's the case, you know what I could say? I could say that for sure there's no nevad b'mechuber. You know, I know that because it says Eloheim Alaharim, V'loy Aharim Eloheim, and I'll say Loishna Lehedyet, V'loishna Ligvaya. I don't think there's any more mefurish and makar that Esnan is a problem b'mechuber Ligvaya than there is that Nevat is not a problem b'mechuber Ligvaya. I don't see any indication. Just like when it comes to Leisavi Esnan Zayin Mechir Kalev, you're telling me, oh, Loishna Talosh for Loishna Mechuber. Okay, so Aleheim Alohim Veleharm Aleheim, I can tell you Loishna Lehedi for Loishna Legvay. You made a Hanacha. You know what your Hanacha was? Your Hanacha was that Loishna Talosh for Loishna Mechuber. That for sure there's a problem of Esnan Mechuber Legvay. And based on that, you backed into a Kalvachimer. Because you know for sure Talosh Lehedi is Mutter, because the Torah only says it's Aser when it comes to Gevay, when it comes to Esnan. And now you're telling me the Mechuber is always a problem. So if Esnan is kal from the fact that Talush Lehedit is mutter, yet it has a chumrah that Mechubah Legvay is a problem, so Kal V'chaymer when it comes to Nevad, which has a chumrah when it comes to Talush Lehedit, you should have the chumrah when it comes to Mechubah Legvay. But it's all based on the hanocha that you're making, and your hanocha is that Mechubah Legvaya by Esnan is going to be a problem. And what's that hanocha based on? Because it says, I saw the Esnan Zayin Mechir Kalev, and it doesn't differentiate. It says, just it's aser. It's mashma, it's aser if it's talush. It's mashma, it's aser even if it's mechuber. So again, you hold that it's mefurish then, lois, that mechuber legvaya is a problem by Esnan, and based on that, you're saying, oh, I'm going to schlep along now with the mid of Kal V'chaymer, that mechuber legvaya should be a problem by Nevet as well. As far as I'm concerned, said Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, I could flip the whole story. That's his lashon, echilof. I can mamash flip the whole story. I could tell you that la'olam, it's mefurish, that mechuber legvaya by nevet is not a problem. Because when it says, al harim v'loy heharim, it's loishna lehedyet v'loishna legvaya. Which would then mean, in your reasoning, that it's mefurish, that what? That nevet b'mechuber is not a problem, afilu legvaya. And if that's the case, using the same Kal V'chaymer that you use, I would say that Mechuber can't be a problem when it comes to Esnan either, because Madach, when it comes to Nevat, which is more Chomer, there's no problem on Mechuber L'Gvaya. So certainly Esnan, which is more Kulidik, what do you see it's more Kulidik? By Talish L'Hedyet, there can't be a problem. So says Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua to Rava, that you made an assumption, and based on your assumption, you brought this Gishmak Kal V'chaymer. I can make an opposite assumption You work with the same Kal V'chaimer and end up with a maskana that's going to be 180 degrees opposite. This is a little bit tricky in Sigmund Hashas. Just to explain this a drop better. Everyone's agreeing, Sai Rava, Sai Rafuni, Braid Rav Yeshua, are in agreement that there's a Kal V'chaimer relationship between Esnan and Evad. So whatever the halacha is by Esnan, it's going to have to be at least that when it comes to Nevad. Because Nevad is more chomer than Esnan. That's mefurish. That's not up for debate. Where do I see that? Talish lahedim. There's no musik of talish lahedim when it comes to Esnan. There is a musik of talish lahedim when it comes to Nevad. So without a doubt, there's no question in the world that the halachas of Nevad have to be more chomer than they have to be by Esnan in some way, shape, or form. Based on this mitzvah of Kal V'chaimer. Now, what we're zeroing in on, what is the halacha as it relates to Mechubah L'Gvay? Rav is saying that the way I'm approaching it is, I'm going to make a hanacha that Mechubah L'Gvay is a problem when it comes to Esnan. Is it Mefurish in the Torah? No. But it says, L'Yisavi Esnan Zayin Mechir Kev, L'Yishna Talish V'Yishna Mechubah. And if it's going to be true there, it has to be true. Kal V'chaimer, if I never say Rav Hunerid of Yeshua, you're saying good, but I'll say just the opposite and just as good as you. I'm going to make a hanacha that there's no Mechubah L'Gvay when it comes to Nevad, because it says, Elohim, 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 and I'll say L'Yishna Lahed of L'Yishna L'Gvay. And if that's the case, based on Kal V'chaimer, I'm going to say there's no halacha mechuber l'gvaya when it comes to Esnan either. Well, is your loishna loishna any better than my loishna loishna? Now, you're right. I'm in agreement with you that there has to be a Kal V'chaimer relationship. So if it's going to be aser by Esnan, it's going to have to be aser when it comes to Nevan. And if it's going to be mutter by Nevan, it's going to have to be mutter by Esnan. But you're starting off with a hanacha that it's aser by Esnan, based on loichna, loichna, and therefore Kal V'chaimer, it's aser by Nevan. I'm going to go fakir. I'm going to make an assumption that it's mutter by Nevan, based on a loichna, loichna, and I'm going to have a Kal V'chaimer that it has to be mutter by Esnan as well. So again, Amalei Rav, Hunabrei Rav Yeshua, the Rav, two words, Oy Chilof. Now, by the way, just to theorize the Gemara, says Rav Huna Breid Rav Shuv, maybe you're going to tell me that you now I know that Esnan is a problem with Chubal Gvaya, not based on the Pashta Dekra, not based on the Loishna Loishna, but maybe because it says Beis Hashem Alekecha. It says Leisevi Esnan Zayin Mechir Kelev Beis Hashem Alekecha. Maybe those words Beis Hashem Alekecha are extra, and the truth is they are extra. The Gemara is going to bring in a second. Tanam debated what he's supposed to learn from there. Now, why would they even be extra? Because the Torah says afterwards L'chol Neder. So we know we're talking about a carbon. Why does it have to say Beis Hashem? Where else do you bring a carbon? You bring it in Beis Hashem Alekecha. So it could be the words Beis Hashem Alekecha are extra. And what would we do with the extra words Beis Hashem Alekecha? The rabbis, even a bias, even a mechuber de gezach, even that is a problem. So the Gemara says, V'imish on Beis Hashem Alekecha, that's already been addressed, taken. Because mi boyle le chidatanya based on shemal kecha prat lo parish in a bala bias prat the par aduma could be an esnan divrei rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim say the rabbi says arikuim. It's coming to be marba that if you want to take this Esnan and you want to plate the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi says the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this is something that you would not be allowed to do. The kivin denoyhu mitzvah. But the bottom line is it can't be learned that from the extra Beis Hashem Alekecha. So this Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua's response to Rava. So the Gemara says, when Rava heard Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, he told him out like this. Amalei told him, Anok kamina l'chumer v'at amra l'kula, kula v'chumer l'chumer parchina. You're 100% right. You can kenetch it this way, you can kenetch it that way. You can kenetch the Kal V'chaimer in a way where this is going to be a problem of mechuber l'gvaya by Esnan and by Nevad. Or you can kenetch the Kal V'chaimer where Sai Esnan and Sai Nevad are going to be mutter by mechuber l'gvaya. But if you have two choices, you can go l'kula, you can go l'chumra. Which one do you go? You go l'chumra. So, being that you can go l'chumra, you have to go l'chumra. So that was Rava's response. Rava's comeback was, I agree with you, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Trust me, I thought this through. But at the same time, I'm going l'chumra, and you're going l'kula. By me saying, l'yisavi yesan zayin v'chir kev, l'yishna tadosh v'l'yishna v'chumra, you're going to end up with chumras. By you saying, alohei ma'alohar v'alohar ma'alohei, l'yishna l'hedi v'l'yishna l'gvay, you're going to end up with kulas. L'kula chumra, l'chumra. Parchina, but I'm only Rav Papa the Rav. Rav Papa told Rav is that true? And every single time you have a shayla of kula v'chumra, that loch is that you always go the chumra, you don't go the kula. V'hazah, I'll give you a case. Hazah de Pesach. So what's the case over here? The case was where there was somebody that was tummy to masmes, and this person needed to become mutter through hazah from the paraduma. So when does the hazah take place? Bayoyim hashlishi, bayoyim hashvi. The seventh day fell out on Erev Pesach, Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. Well, we know you brought the carbon Pesach. The problem is, this guy right now is Tommy Tomas Meis. If you're Tommy Tomas Meis and comes time to bring the carbon Pesach, you get pushed off a month, right? You have to bring the Pesach Shein. But he has a way of becoming tar. How do you have a way of being tar? Doing the Hazah. Mabaya. The problem is that you're not allowed to do Hazor on Shabbos. That's the problem. Takoros Chazal. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So the question is, do you do Hazor on Shabbos, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan, to allow this Yid to go ahead now bring the Korban Pesach, or not? It says the Gemara. Is it true that every single time you can go L'Kula L'Chumra, you go L'Chumra, you don't go L'Kula? What about Hazor de Pesach? This Shailo, doing Hazor on a Tomei, Shechol, Shvi, Shaloi, Liois, Be'erev Pesach, Shechol, Yis, B'Shabbos. The plea, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Kiva, Zmachal, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lez, Sova L'Chumra. Rabbi Eliezer says you go to Chumra. V'koma chayiv le gavra. The Chumra is to do the Hazar. You're obligated to do the Hazar and then bring the Karban Pesach. For Rabbi Akiva le kula. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we're mekel. Shabbos, can't do it. Get pushed off a month. Upatar. And meaning you're potter from being the Karban Pesach. V'ka parach Rabbi Akiva le kula. And Rabbi Akiva in his shakla v'tayah with his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, he asked with the Kal v'chaymer, and he asked the Kal v'chaymer le kula where he could have gone the Chumra, could have gone the kula. Which is mamish, a direct tzusha. No shaykhis as far as sugyas go. Right, this is literally from sea to shining sea in terms of the types of sugyas that we're discussing. But this underlying principle is literally one and the same. What's the background to this? The Tanan Hesha, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer and he told him, Oichilo. Now, Oichilo for picking this up mid-conversation, right? So this is where Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Akiva, I'll prove to you could do Hazar on Shabbos. When Yudal and Nisan is Shabbos, but that's bringing a Korban Pesach. He said, are we going to do Shechita? We're going to do Shechita on Shabbos. Shechita is not Deicha Shabbos. Oh, so Shechita Deiraisa is Deicha Shabbos. Hazod Rabbanu Lekolshkein. You know what Rabbi Akiva's response was? You ready? Oy Chilo, maybe if I cared. Uma Hazod Shei Mishum Shvos Ene Deicha Shabbos. If maybe you can't do Hazod. And you're right, I agree, the Kal V'Chaimra has to be consistent. Can't be you could do Shechita, can't do Hazod. That makes absolutely, positively zero sense. But Efshe, the outcome should be just the opposite. That you can't do the Hazod. And if that's the case, Shechita Deiraisa Lekolshkein. Then certainly you shouldn't be able to do Shechita Deiraisa. One second, Rabbi Akiva, what's going on over here? There's two ways you can work this. You could say that Shechita is Doicha Kal V'Chaimer Hazah, or you could say Hazah is not Doicha Kal V'Chaimer Shechita. Which is the Chumra? The Chumra is to say Shechita and Hazah are Doicha. You chayiv to be in the Karban Pesach. Which is the Kula? That Shechita and Hazah are not Doicha. That you put for me in the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer went the Chumra, but Rabbi Akiva went the Kula. So Rav Papa told Rava, Rava, is that true? Every time you can knech l'kula l'chumra in the pircha, you always knech l'chumra, and that's why you went with the hanacha that is an iser esna b'mechumra l'gvaya kal v'chaymer nevad, not like Rav Huna ben Rav Shua wanted to do it, which was the exact opposite, because, oh, what do you mean? You have to go l'chumra. What about Rabbi Akiva's taina? Rabbi Akiva said these words. He mamash said Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua. L'kula, he said, oichilo. Right, that was the two-word taina that Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua had, right? Two words. Oichilo. He said the same exact two words. Says the Gemara, don't bring me a riot from there. You know why? Because when Rabbi Akiva said his pirch over there, he didn't mean it. Sometimes you say things, you don't even mean it. Even in Rabbi Akiva, even in the context of learning, even when he's talking to his rabbi. Because really, what happened over there was, Hasan Rabbi Eliezer Gamre, Vayakale Talmudah. What happened was, really, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who had taught Rabbi Akiva the Salach. He taught him that Hazar is really Doicha. Rabbi Akiva was trying to get his rabbi to remember what he taught him. And he was trying to come up with an Eitzah. Savas Rabbi Akiva Lat Kure. And he thought by telling him this Kal V'Chaymer, Rabbi Eliezer would say, Rabbi Akiva, this is not befitting of you to ask such a Kal V'Chaymer. This is a very funny question. Right? You want Hazah shouldn't be Doicha and Kal V'Chaymer Shechita shouldn't be Doicha. Something's going on over here. And you're going to stop being mispoinin and you're going to think about it and then you're going to go, aha! And you're going to remember it's all going to come back to you. But the bottom line is, he didn't really mean it as an emes ataina, because whenever it comes to such a taina, if you can go to kula or you can go to chumra, which way do you go? You always go le chumra. And the Gemara says, by the way, if you go back to Masechtas Pesachim, you learn this Gemara again, so you'll appreciate the rest of the story a little bit better. What did Rabbi Akiva tell Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi, al tachbireni b'shas hadin. So this was also in response to something else, because Rabbi Eliezer was very not happy with Rabbi Akiva, and he told him, Akiva, you remember these words? Just a little befitting for the 9 days. B'shchita hishavtani B'shchita tehem misascha. He says, you're asking me from shchita, you're going to see, you're going to end up. And he told him back, he said, Al tach bireini b'shasadin, don't talk to me about like this b'shasadin. Kach mekubal ani mimcha. I was mekabel it from you, that hazoh shvus ve'in edoiches ha-shabbos. And being that hazoh is a shvus, and it's not doiches ha-shabbos. So it's for that reason. I heard it from you, but that's the point. You see Rabbi Akiva that heard it from Rabbi Yassin. He was just trying to get him to remember it. So this was like some roundabout way to get Rabbi Yassin. I'll tell him a funny kal v'chaymer, and everything is going to somehow fall into place. It didn't initially work out so well that way. But the bottom line is, this is the rest of the story. We're going to stop here. But yeah, what's the sikkum of the last part of the daf? The sikkum of the last part of the daf was, Boyu Rami Bar Chama, Hamishtachav Elahar. So we know there's no halacha of neva. Das ist doch der Sugya from the letzter Zweite. The question is, what about the Gevoya? Is Gevoya different? What would be the precedent that Gevoya should be different? Because Behemah is like that. Behemah is a balchai. Also, there's no halacha of neva. But the Torah says, Menabokko, you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbech. So maybe a har is going to be the same way. And in Tim Suleiman, yeah, what about if it's machshirei carbon to carbon? So the muschel rishon was, Rava said, I know from Kavachem. It's for sure a problem. Kavachem from where? From Esnan. Shaykhit was Esnan. Have to do a nevat. So they both have this idea of maybe being maos and tayeva and being something that's somewhat disgraced. There's a Kavachemir relationship between the two. Where is the Kavachemir manifest? It's manifest in Tolish. Because Tolish lehedit. Because there's no Aloch of Tolish when it comes to Esnan. There is a Aloch of Tolish when it comes to Nevad. The assumption of Rava was that there is a problem of Esnan Mechubah Legvaya. Even though there's no problem of Tolish lehedit. It's a Kavachemir Nevad which has a problem with Tolish lehedit. There should be a problem of Mechubah Legvaya. Avun Reb Yeshua said, you're making a few Hanachis. Oi! What was his lashon? Chiluf, right? I can go punk fakert. Rava said, yeah, but I'd rather go to Chumra than go to Kula. Don't you see from the Ezra of Yakiva, sometimes you go to Kula? The answer is no. We're stopping a little bit mid-sugya. Be'ezra Hashem, we're going to pick up tomorrow's daf and we'll make a little bit of a better sikkum. But as it relates to raid, to go back to yesterday's daf, actually it's already 2 days ago's daf, the Mishnah daf, Mem Dalet Amid Beis, which discuss Sha'al Pruklus ben Philosophus as Rabbi Gamliel ba'akoy Sha'yeroichetz b'merchatz shal Afroditi. So the Mishnah brought a fascinating exchange between a hegemon, a Roman officer, whose name was Pruklus ben Philosophus, and Rabbi Gamliel. It took place in the bathhouse of Afroditi. Afroditi was one of the Roman Avodah Zarah, and Pruklus ben Philosophus sees Rabbi Gamliel bathing in the bathhouse. This was a public bathhouse of Aphrodite, and he says, Rabbi Meda'al Makulo, aren't you this big rabbiner? You're this big rabbi. What are you doing here? And the reason he didn't understand how he could be doing there is because, in his mind, the Merchitz is somehow facilitating the Avodah Zarah, and if that's the case, there's a problem. And Rabbi Gamliel said, Nunu, right? I'm in a Merchitz. Can't talk and learning when I'm in a Merchitz. But then they left the Merchitz, and he started hacking with him and learning. He gave him a whole bunch of different reasons why he held that this was okay. The Gemara said, Tshuva genuva, eshev loy, right? It could be, he wasn't so erlich in what he told him, because maybe there was an element of Geneva Stas, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what exactly tshuva genuva means, but this was all Torah that we spoke about on Daf Mem Dalet on the days. That aim based Medrash loy chiddush, just to speak out one ha'ara, and this is really a ha'ara on that Gemara Mem Dalet on the days. Also, it's going to tie in a few things that we spoke about earlier in the Masech. That is, the Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph says, Amar Avasi, Ein Moisrin Divrei Torah Lo'ovet Kechavim. You're not allowed to teach Torah to an Ovet Kechavim. Shenemar, it says, Lo'yosa Chein L'chol Goy U'mishpatim Bal Yadom. We say it every day in Pesukah Dezimra. A Yid's not allowed to teach Torah to an Ovet Kechavim, because it says, U'mishpatim Bal Yadom. You're not allowed to notify him of the laws of the Torah. And it's for that reason, Tunish, full learning Torah, for an Ovid Kechav. Freit Toys, Akash, and this is a Bakanta Toys, for in Toymar, I don't understand. Why did Rav Ami have to be Mechadish, a Limud, a Makar, that you're not allowed to teach Torah to an Ovid Kechav? We know the Gemara says in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, Akum that learns Torah is Chayev Misa. And Goy is not allowed to learn Torah. If a Goy then would learn Torah, he would be violating an Isser. If that's the case, a Yid should not be able to teach Torah to an Ovid Kechavim, because by teaching Torah to Ovid Kechavim, you're causing him to learn. You're causing him to do something that he's not allowed to do. And we know it says in the Torah, V'lifnei Yivu lo yisita michshol. So, Frey, Toysa Kasha, that I don't understand. What do you need a Pasuk? of Leosachim Lachal Goy, Umishpatim Bayadon, to teach me that you're not allowed to teach Torah to an Oibekechavim. Tepik Le, a Goy himself is not allowed to learn Torah. Why not? Akumshe Osat Beteira is Chayiv Misa. And if that's the case, by you teaching him Torah, you're being Goy, but Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol. Now, is there an Isser Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol when you marshal a Goy to do an Avera? Yeah, that's the whole beginning of a Sechet Zavik Dazara. We know that. Lifnei Adem Shloiv Dechachom Shloisha Yavim Asa Lassis Velassis Iman Ibayaluhu in the Gemara and Davavam and Alf, according to one side, it's based on Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol. Minayin Shalai Yoshit Evim and Achayil Benoyach, right? Because it says Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol. So we know there's a Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol when it comes to a Goy. It's fake place. Why do I need a separate limud? L'chayre tepik lei lifnei ivel leisite mechshol. Says toisus v'yeshloima. You have to say. It's an easy answer. It's talking about where if you weren't going to teach Torah to this oivik echavim, there was someone else that was going to teach him Torah. Toisus lashon is the ikka oivik echavim acher sheroitz alalanda. And we know the only time this lifnei ivel leisite mechshol is when you're koi. Betray Avra de Nahara. Where if not for you, this person would have no ability to do the Aveir. But if this person could do the Aveir even without you, over the year, there's no Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol. Kamash Malon, Amar Avami, Ein Moisrin, Divrei Torah Lo'ivik Echavim, Shenemar, it says, Le'osachin L'chol Goy, U'mishpatim Ba'idom, that's the special Makar. It's Negei where there's no Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol. Why not? Where you're not Koy betray Avra de Nahara. So now there's no Isser Lifnei Ivel. Afilu Wachi, there's a new Isser of Umishpatim Bal Yudam. The Shagasarye in his Turei Evan on this Gemara, Chagiga Daf Yudgim Lamed Aleph, says that Lulei de Mistafina, maybe you can say another Teretz answer to Tosis Kasha. He says, a Dover Nifla Mamash. The Gemara Mesach Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tesa Med Aleph, when it brings the Makar that a Goy is not allowed to learn Torah. In fact, if he learns Torah, it's Chayv Misa. Mara says, how do I know that? It's learned out. Because it says in the Torah, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrosh Akilus Yaakov. Torah was given to us. It wasn't given to the Oivdei Kecham. But the Gemara brings a machloik is what exactly the drash is. One man, the Amar, says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Mayrosh Akilus Yaakov, Mayrosh Amilosh and Yerusha. It's ours. And as a result, if a guy is going to go ahead and he's going to learn Torah, he's stealing something that's ours. Gezel is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And it's for that reason, this is going to be a problem. But there's another mandah. The other mandah Amar says that the reason it's a problem is not because of gzeila, but rather al tikre mayrasha elameurasa. It's like a gili arayas digeinian, a guy that learns Torah. It's kilu baal naira murasa. It's not mitzad iser gezel, that one of the seven mitzvot neyach. It's mitzad iser arayas. It's mitzad that one of the seven mitzvot neyach. Says the Shagasarye, L'chayre yesh loymar, there would be a nafkamina between whether or not the reason a guy is not allowed to learn Torah is mitzad gezel, or a guy is not allowed to learn Torah mitzad arayis. Is it mayrosha miloshin yerusha, or is it mu'urasa? You know what the nafkamina is? If a yid wants to teach a guy Torah. If it's al gezel, then it's not gezela. Gezel is when you take something from somebody, shaloi b'shusai. But if I'm willing to give it to you, then it's not going to be gzela. But if it's an arayas to gezach, so who cares if I want you to, I don't want you to. You have an isra arayas, and based on that, it's going to be awesome. So said the shagasar, you have to have a fellow. Yesh loy madar Rav Ami in this Gemara here in Mesechtes Chagiga that said, Eim moysim divrei Torah l'oivet koi chavim, shenem aliyosachin l'chol goy mishpatim ba'idam. He holds like the Manda Amar in Mesechtes Sanhedrin that why is the guy not allowed to learn Torah. He's not allowed to learn Torah because of Gzela. If it's out Gzela, so it would be awesome for a guy to learn Torah. But if a yid teaches him Torah, there's no Issa. So if the guy's not doing an Issa, then certainly there's no Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol. No one's doing anything wrong. Kamash Malan, that even though mitzad the Isser of a guy learning Torah, this is not a problem. Why not? Because the Isser is a Gezel the Isser, and over here I'm doing a Midasa, there's no Gzela. Afilu Hachi. But based on the Isser of a guy learning Torah, it's not going to be a problem. So said the Shagasai, you have to have a fellow. Rav Ami over here, Chagigud Yugimel is going to go like that man, the Amar, it's an Edrin, and that's Vakol Yovei Amakayme B'Sholim, half of a fellow does up the Shagasai. So as the Shagasai, that the MS is, that could be, it could be, it's a little bit muchach this way. And the reason is, because you find Gemaras and Chas, where they were Tanoim, and Mayram, they talked and learning with Oivdei Kechavim. They talked in learning with Oivdei Kechavim. And he says, if you want a good example of this, take a look at Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Shaul Pruklus Ben Flusfus is Rabbi Gamliel Ba'akoy. And Rabbi Gamliel gives him a shir for the ages. He mamish goes and he starts harving with him and learning and declaring chakiris. Mamish has a litvish shir he gave him. And if that's the case, make the Shai Gesariah, I understand what's going on here. L'chayra, I thought you're not allowed to talk and learning with an Ovik Echavim. He's not allowed to learn Torah. And if he's not allowed to learn Torah, then for sure you shouldn't be able to teach him Torah. And what happened to Lifnei Evil, I see to Michshol, Azayz Ak Tashah Gesar. Says the Shah Gesar, you have to say that that sugi is going according to the man that holds. That what's the side of the Isser? The side of the Isser of a guy learning Torah is Gesel. And being that you're teaching it to him, so for that reason, it's not going to be Gesel. I think the Shah Gesar, what about because it says like also chen l'chol goyim mishpatim ba'yidam the gemara chagigu yudimim, that's still going to be a kash on Rabbi Gamliel. So Shai Gesariah says, I want to say a chiddush. He says that it could be that is only a problem if you go and you volunteer the information to the Ovik Echavim. But if he asks you a question, dama shetoshav l'Ovik Echavim, that already maybe is something that's okay. But the Shai Gesariah says that if you're going to tell me that the goy was not allowed to learn Torah, also mitzad his own Isser, then there should be no nafkamina. If he asks you, he doesn't ask you, he's not allowed to learn Torah. He can't take in the words of the Torah. And if he can't take in the words of the Torah, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to teach it to him, you're going to be over the Isser lifnei evil leisik temichshol. The Teretz says the Shai Gesariah, according to one mahalach in the Gemara, Sarajim Nantes Amar Aleph, there is no problem of lifnei evil leisik temichshol. All there is a moisim de v'teri levi kechavim. For that Isser, I can hear a chiluk says a Shai Gesariah between if he asks you or if he doesn't ask you. In the case of the Hegman, in Avodah Zarah Memdalet Amud Beis, he asked him, I mean that he asked him, in that case, it's going to be different. Either way, Ad Kan Divrei Shai Gesariah, if you want to look it up inside, it's in the Turi Evan, Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a lot more there, actually very relevant, Avodah Zarah Daf Memdalet Amud Beis, Dvarim Neflaim, Ayin Sham. I just want to maybe be moisef one ha'ara as it relates to Tosfos' kash on Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, Rav Ami said, "Ein moisef de v'teri levi kachav shenem li yosachin l'chol goy u'mishpatim ba'yidam." Free Tosfos kash. Why do you have to come on to a new pasuk? Typically, a goy that learns Torah is chayiv misa. Torah tziva l'anu moishem ayrasha kilos Yaakov. And if that's the case, then if you teach it to him, you're evil if you're evil. You see the mechshol. We know this is the evil when it comes to an kachav. As I freak Tosfos and Grace Akash. Tosfos said it's talking about where it was not betray Avad and Ahara. Shai Gesariah said that it'll go according to Yen Amanda Omar that holds that it's Altisir Gazel. If it's Altisir Gazel, if you teach it to him, there's no Gazel. If that's the case, you would have to come up to a new limud. But Luli the Mistafina, maybe we can go with a third Mahalach. And this is based on Raid that we spoke about a week or two ago. Time flies. When we spoke Ba'arichos about the Shita of the Heilig Chasam Sofer regarding whether or not a Ben Noyach is Muzer on Shittuf. So we know a Yid's not allowed to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. He can't even be Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Shittuf. The Makar is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Sanhedrin Samach Kimel Amud Aleph. It says, Zoyveach lo Elohim Yochram Bilti Lashem Levadai. And from Bilti Lashem Levadai we learn Afilo B'Shittuf. In fact, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, the Cheto Egel, which is Davi Avoyis Avodah Zarah, was Avodah Zarah B'Shittuf. Because they weren't denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were being Meshatav at Davar Achar, they were being Meshatav to Egel. And the big Shaila that Rabbeinu Tam seemingly, maybe, Ulai addressed in different places, and the Ramon, and Rechaim, Simen Kufnen Vav, all the G'dayli Achreim talked about, and that is a Ben Noach who has Shevet Mitzvah Ben Noach. Is a Ben Noach Muzeran Shittuf, or is a Ben Noach not Muzeran Shittuf? And this is something we already did a few raid bites on. Arichos G'dayla, the Ein Kamakar Melach. That's not what we need from here. But we did a raid bite where we spoke specifically about the Shita of the Chasam Sofer as it relates to whether or not a Ben Noach is Muzer on Shittuf. In his Agos and Shulchan Aruch, he seems to Neman, like the Neid Behuda, the Miltztaka, Kveger, the Sharafrayim, the Shavakoyin, the Prima Godin, right? Most G'dayla Achreinim who hold that a Ben Noach really is Muzer on Shittuf. But we spoke out from a Moshe Shlomiok who was Malakit in his Oitzvah Chasam Sofer and Fashid and a Platzer, that the Shita the Chasam Sofer in the world of Drush for sure seemed to have been that Ben Noach really is not Muzer on Shittuf. He took Rabbeinu Tam and Pcheres Beis on the Beis and Sanhedrin Sam and Gimel on the Beis, literally. Right, we're talking fast here, but we've gone through this Bechabur already several times. One of the Mar Mekoymes that he brought, that we went through very, very much by Richos, was the Chasam Sofer in Sanhedrin on Tesamet Aleph, who was working with two Rambans in Perek Yud Hilchas Melachim. One is Perek Yud Halacha Tes, the other one is Perek Yud Halacha Yud. So we went through it already, but just Bekitzer. Goy she'asak b'teruchay misa. The Rambam says that a guy that learns Torah is chayiv misa. Lo yasoik ela b'shevet mitzvah shalom v'vad. He's only allowed to learn the shevet mitzvahs. V'chein goy sheshavas, a guy that keeps Shabbos, afilu b'yoyim yemois achoyl, im osa oisa latzmei kemoi Shabbos chayiv misa. V'ein tzorech loy ma'am osa moi latzmei. So the Rambam brings two Gemaras in Sanhedrin. A guy that learns Torah is Chayv Misa, a guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayv Misa. Says the Rambam, Klal Yishol Dover, Ein Manichin Oysoy L'Chadosh Das, V'Laseis Mitzvahis La'atzmon Midaitan. We do not allow a guy to go ahead and decide that I want to keep mitzvahs. Oh, he has two choices. Ye a ger tzedek v'yikabal kol ha-mitzvahs. Be a ger tzedek v'yikabal all the mitzvahs. Or yamud b'tayrasoy. Or keep your seven mitzvahs. V'lo yoysev v'lo yigra. Don't do any more. Right? In fact, if he learns Torah, he gets punished. Aval eino iner, the Rambam says. Even though the Gemara says Chayv Misa, but eino iner. But the Rambam says that a guy that learns Torah or a guy that keeps Shabbos, this is a very, very bad thing. In fact, he has two choices, says the Rambam. O yir ger tzedek v'yikabal kol ha-mitzvahs, o yamid b'tayrosoy v'lo yoysev v'lo yira. So we said, the esh tezach v'shteit on the Rambam, this is the Chassam Sofer talking, is, normal when you learn the Gemara's in Sanhedrin, that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, it's specifically those two things. Don't learn Torah, don't keep Shabbos. But the Rambam took these two halachas and he made a whole Torah out of it. Klal Yishol Dover. What seemingly was a prat, the Rambam turned into a klal. Ein manichin oisei l'chadish das v'lasis mitzvahs l'atzman. O yir ger tzedek and be mekabel all 613. Oyamid b'tayrosay and do seven. Lo yosef v'lo yigra. Clark, that it's not just Shabbos and Torah, but really Chloe Shaldover, lo yosef v'lo yigra. This halacha does. Halacha yod, says the Rambam, benoyach shorosa latzis mitzvah shah mitzvah shah Torah. Benoyach that wants to do mitzvahs. Why? You could take a kabel schar, because he wants to get schar. Ain't mine and I say. Lassay say to Gilchasa. Knock yourself out. You want to do mitzvahs? Do mitzvahs. Then heavy oyla, kabel mimenu. Nasan stoka. The early says the Ram, I think you know what we do with the tzedakah. We give it to Aniya Yisrael. Hayovahu nizay mi Yisrael. Umitzvah lehem lachyoysay. Right, we have a mitzvah to be mechayedem. So we might as well. Avala goyish and us and tzedakah. V'chulu v'chulu. The Ram Malacha test says, a guy that learns Torah, a guy that keeps Shabbos chayim misa. It's a klal. Ein manichin roysay l'chadish das v'lasis mitzvah latzim midayta. Either be a guy tzedek or do what you're supposed to do. Don't be meisiv and don't be megareh. In the next halacha, Dr. Rambam, benayach, I want to do a mitzvah. Kidei lekabel schar, ein moine noisei lasis, oisei kilchasa. You pasha can't read these two Rambams. You can't read halacha tas, halacha yod, in lochastiris ha-Rambam, l'chayro gedoyla mizumamish. Right? This is a pel. We mentioned that the Chassam Sofer asked other kashas on these Rambams, and then the Chassam Sofer said that he asked different people, right? You don't see this every day in the Chassam Sofer. He asked different people, and what was his lashon? He's carving out a path this way. He's carving out a path that way. But no one told me a dover hamiskabel. No one said anything was gefelt mich because I didn't hear one pshat how to give zechanetzah. Now the truth is, if you take a look at the Radvaz, we didn't speak this out last time. If you look at the Radvaz who's the noisa kevri on the Rambam. It's Mishnah Radvaz, my Mishnah Lech Mishnah. Right here on the side of the Rambam, he says right away. I think the eitz in the Rambam is that the first Rambam is talking about where the person wants to be mechadish das. The next Rambam is talking about benoich shirotz alasas mitzvah shah mitzvah atarik kedei lekabel schar. Could be that's the chilek. One, like you're doing it like l'shem shemai. Are you doing it shalei amanas lekabel pras? That's a problem. Amanas lekabel pras? Gesintahit. But the Chassam Sofer didn't like that either. Kol zeh nichnas, when the Chassam Sofer said, I'm not hearing a dover hamiskal. So the Chassam Sofer said, pshat, half of a fellow. He said, the Rambam in Aloha Tes says goy, or some of the Rambam's Akum. He's talking about a guy that's Oyved Avoyd Zorah. The Rambam Alocha Yud is talking about a Benoyach. Zok Tehelig Yechsam Sofer. A guy, someone that's Oyved Avoyd Zorah, wants to do mitzvahs? You give him a frask. You don't let him do a mitzvah. No way in the world. Why not? Because when he does his mitzvah, who's he going to have in mind? He's going to have in mind his Avodah Zarah. And if he's going to have in mind his Avodah Zarah, so it's a problem. What are you going to tell me? You're going to say, it's not true. He doesn't only have in mind his Avodah Zarah. He also has a mind Hashem. Why else is he doing the mitzvah? He wants to serve God and he wants to serve his Mishigas, right? And a Benoyach is not Muzan on Shittuf. So if a Benoyach is Muzan on Shittuf, so if Muskeitach 11, that he wants to do this, Adarabba, let him do it. Zokhtach Sam Soifer, it's true, Benoyach is not Muzan on Shittuf. But it's a Chiddush that a Benoyach shouldn't be Muzan on Shittuf. The Elo Chidushoi. the seven mitzvahs where the Torah was mechadesh, a ben noyach is allowed to do b'shituf, that he's allowed to do. But anything else, that is already off limits. So if he wants to go out, he wants to do mitzvahs as an akum, as an oivet avodah zara, we're not going to let him. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam doesn't say akum. He changed one word to some sort. He said ben noyach. You know what a ben noyach is? Stams from Noach Avini, right? It comes from Noach. And if you go ahead and you do what Noach did, Noach wasn't an Oved Avodah Zarah. You're doing what the B'nai Noach are supposed to do. You're not being Oved Avodah Zarah. If you're not being Oved Avodah Zarah, so for you already, then the Chasam Sofer went right there and he said that it's Muchach from the Rambam even meant Ger Toshav. Then he said an unbelievable Chiddush, you have to be the Chasam Sofer to say this kind of ray. That what's a Ger Toshav? Ger Toshav is a Ben Noach that's Mekabel B'Shev Mitzvahs. Right, that's the Briskerov and the Mechtovim, the last Mechtov of the Briskerov. What do you mean he's Mekabel B'Shev Mitzvahs. You have to do it anyway. Have to be mekabel something anyways. Mechuyev to do. What's the answer? Rav Gzara da pays on the base. Rav Yad the goyim. They get tzchalak enim mitzvah v'aisa. But al kaponim, that's the Rambam. That the Rambam always says that a ben noyach has to be mekabel the seven mitzvahs. But says the Chasam Sofer, I hold that when a ben noyach is mekabel the seven mitzvahs and he's mekabel avodah zara, he has to be mekabel not only not to be oved avodah zara, he has to be mekabel not to be oved avodah zara afilo b'shituf. That means the guy of Halacha Yud is already a ben noyach who's not even being oved b'shituf. If you're not being oved b'shituf, if you want to go ahead and do mitzvahs, you have every right in the world to do mitzvahs. Hafla v'fela, right? But it comes out l'chayra, an unbelievable thing. And this, I don't think we spoke out last time. We zikha didn't make a big deal about it, maybe fleetingly. And that is, what emerges from the Rambam, l'chayra, is that if a ben noyach, maybe we did, wants to learn Torah and keep Shabbos, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, no way, right? Absolutely not. But a ger toshav could. Why? Because the Rambam's halacha test is not only true for Shabbos and Torah, Chloloi Shel Davar, Ein Manichin Oysel L'Chadosh Das, Elo, Oyir Ger Tzedek V'Yikabal Kol HaMitzvahs, Oyame B'Teros V'Loyis V'Loyik. All of that says Ram Alach Yudah Ben Noach Sherotz L'Kabal Lassus Mitzvah Shah Mitzvah L'Kabal Schar Ein Moinu Noysel Lass Oysel Kol Chosel, which the Chasam Sofer is learning up in the Rambam means a Ger Toshav. That means a Ger Toshav is allowed to do more mitzvahs. Included in the more mitzvahs that the Ger Toshav is allowed to do is he's allowed to keep Shabbos, and he's allowed to learn Torah. If you think about it, it's an unbelievable thing. The Gemara says that a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to learn Torah. But the way the Rambam seems to be laying it out is if he doesn't kidei lekabel schar, or the way the Chasam Sofer understood it, because he's a ger toshav now, said end halach as if he wants to, he could, right? It sounds at first glance like an unbelievable chiddush, right? L'chayra, it sounds like an unbelievable chiddush. Rav Shlomiyok, in his Agoyis on the Oitzres, and one of the footnotes, Ben Ben Oishal footnotes, he says that L'chayr L'fizeh, you can be miyashiv the precious drachens kasha. Rishon Melech has a famous kasha that we know the Rishonim talk about after Ovis that kept the Torah, actually in itself. They had a din of Yisrael, they had a din of Menayach. So L'chayr L'chomer, they probably had a din of Yisrael. But the question is, what about L'kula? So one of the greatest kashas is, we know the Ovis kept Shabbos. Right? Avram Avinu, how do you know he kept Shabbos? Afilu Erev Tavshim. Yaakov Avinu was Masak and Tchumen, right? So we know that the Ovis HaKadoshim kept Shabbos. How would they let to keep Shabbos? A Goyish HaShabbos is Chayim Misa. Said Rav Shlomiyok, Loi Tech Sam Soif, it's Afilu Afela. When is a Goy not allowed to keep Shabbos? Akum is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Obi Ben Noyach, if you're a Ger Toshav, you're allowed to keep Shabbos. Ben Noyach Shirotz Alasis Mitzvah Misham Mitzvah Sa Teiru Kedei Lekabel Schar. The Ovis HaKadoshim Avadu with Ben Noyach. I mean that Avadu with Ben Noyach, they were Ger Toshavs. No question in the world. Even if they're not in Yisrael, and the Tzad Ben Noyach, they're Ben Noyach, they're not Akum, they're Toshav, they're not Akum. So if that's the case, there'd be no problem with them keeping Shabbos. Whereas Oyez Mavur, the problem is, there's one issue with this that Chasam Sofer himself addresses. Chasam Sofer, and this Chasam Sofer is in a different place. Until now, we're talking Sanhedrin and Tess. This is Chasam Sofer in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. This is going to bring us down memory lane now, because we're going to speak out something very quickly that we spoke about, and we made a huge deal about this in the end of Masechet Nesedar. And that is as follows. The Chasam Sofer himself says, I have a big problem with this. You know why? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Nun Tes, after it says that a guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayv Misa, Freik Te'el Gemara, if that's the case, V'lim Ninu Bahadi Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Why isn't that one of the Shevim B'nei Noyach? If a guy can't keep Shabbos, it should be one of the Shevim B'nei Noyach. And the Gemara says, Kum Vaseh, Sheval Taisa, the Gemara gets Chanaitza. Freik the Chasam Sofer, what kind of kasha is that? Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach is the pshat, or Ben Noyach is never allowed to do it. Shabbos, a Ger Toshav is allowed to keep Shabbos. So it's Poshne, it can't be one of the Shabbos. The Gemara's Kash has no Pshat. Says the Chassam Sofer, I don't know how the Rambam learned that Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Chassam Sofer says, Divrei Nevi'is. Ready for this? He says like this. It's the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, if somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have hanah from Shoifsei Shabbos. I will not have hanah from people that keep Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this. You're not allowed to have hanah from a Yid. You can't even have hanah from a Kuti. Says the Gemara, from a Goy you're allowed to have hanah. So again, I'm not going to have anah from someone that keeps Shabbos. You didn't say anything about a yid. I'm not going to have anah from somebody that keeps Shabbos. So tomorrow, from a yid, you're not allowed to have anah. From a kuti, you're not allowed to have anah. But you want to have anah from a goy, you're allowed to have anah. So tomorrow, even if the goy keeps Shabbos, let's say this goy keeps Shabbos, the halacha is, you want to have anah from him, you can have anah. Ah, you made a net that you're not going to have anah from Shoifsei Shabbos. And this guy is one of the Shoifsei Shabbos. So the Gemara says like this. When a person says, I'm not going to have anah from Shoifsei Shabbos, you know what he means? He means people that are mitzuvin v'oisim. People that have an obligation to keep Shabbos, and they keep Shabbos. A goy, says the Gemara, is an einoy mitzuvah v'oisim. He's not obligated to keep Shabbos. Even if he keeps it, he's not. Meaning, in Lashon Bnei Yadam, hanoydem Shoifsei Shabbos means you're mitzuvah, the oisa, as opposed to oivde kechavim, hahuda avdi, even the ones that do it, oisa vein mitzvah, they're keeping Shabbos, but they're not obligated, they're not mitzvah to keep Shabbos, and because they're not mitzvah, they're not included. Sedech sam soifer, goyim are not obligated to keep Shabbos? You're saying good, say better, as they used to say in yeshiva. They're not just not obligated to keep Shabbos, they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer said something, mamish mekaver meshika. He said, the Rambam learned up this Gemara, and he saw in this Gemara that if a guy wants to keep Shabbos, maybe he could. Maybe he could. Either Gemara says, Akim Shashavas, Chai Misa, and the Gemara said it should be one of the Shabbos Bnei Noach. True, that's what that Gemara said, that's not what this Gemara said. This Gemara says that you can't say unequivocally, without a question, that a goy is never allowed to keep Shabbos. Valsifahana goyvus could keep Shabbos. And who's that guy? That's the Ger Toisha. That's the Rama Perkin Alachi Yud in Hilchis Melachim. Rebbe Noach Shiras, Alasim Mitzvah Shabbos, I'll take it in the Kabbos Chaim, and Noach Shiras, Alasim Chasa, even as it relates to Shabbos. And that's why the Lashon of the Gemara was that the Ovdeke Chavim, they're Oysen, the Inam Mitzvahim. Say better, say they're Oysen. No. Because lav dafka they're osir. And even the ger toisha, in mitzuvah, right? Even if he keeps Shabbos, as oisev in a mitzuvah, as opposed to a yid who's mitzuvah. So says the Chassam Sofer, I know the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesamar Aleph doesn't stim with the Rambam. And the Rambam also knew that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesamar Aleph doesn't stim with the Rambam. But the Rambam had another Gemara. The Rambam had a good bikias. He pulled out this Gemara in the Dar and Lamar Aleph, Amar Aleph. And he chopped, one second. Over there it's mashma, that a guy, it's mamish the worst thing in the world. It should even be from the Sheva Mitzvahs. But over here, it's only mashma that just ain't a mitzvah. If I say there's a musik of a guy that could keep Shabbos, he's just an ain't a mitzvah. Who's that a ger toisha? Now, says the Chassam Sofer, here's the punchline. See if you remember this. Here's the punchline. So the Chassam Sofer says, so the Rambam had two Gemaras. He had a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesamar Aleph, which is mashma that no way, never keep Shabbos. And he had a Gemara in the Dar, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Sounds like maybe he's only ain't a mitzvah, but if he wants to, could they look Kabbal, maybe he could. So it's a steer between Sanhedrin and Nadarim. The Rambam said, I'm passing like Nadarim. Had the Rambam not to passing like Nadarim, maybe passing like Sanhedrin. Zoktich Sam Sofer, because if there's a machloikis between a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Nadarim, we passing like the Gemara in Nadarim. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says, if there's a machloikis in Gemara in Gittin and Nadarim, Nadarim. Kedushin, Nadarim. Sukkah, Nadarim. Hoirius, Nadarim. Zvachim Menaches, Nadarim. Chulin, Nadarim. He said, anytime there's a steer between a Gemara in Nadarim and another Gemara in Shas, Nadarim. Why? So the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you why. Because Nadarim is the last Masechta that Ravina and Ravashi worked on. And there's a klal in halacha, we always paskin with the Basra, with the second Lishna and the Ikad Amris, right? We always go with the last. And Nadarim was last, and that's why we paskin like Nadarim. Now, when did we speak this out? It's not a trick question. Which Masechta? We mentioned it before, in Nadarim, right? In the end of Masechta Nadarim, we spoke out a nifla de gestukla from a goyin, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. So Zayin Gezunt. And he said that we know there's an idea that we should even talk about where you sometimes find sugyas machlifos. There's like two sugyas. It's like the same sugya, but there's some sort of oichilof, like in today's daf. Right? There's some sort of difference. There's a nuance where the two gemaras come out a little bit differently. Taisus and different Rishonim talk about this inyan. So he said like this. He did like a little analysis. He found there's six sugyas machlifos between Nadarim and Shar Mekayim and Shas. And he said all six places the Rambam paskins like Nadarim. And he said it was very big chiddush to him. Had the Rambam always known to pass like the Dorm? This Chassam Sofer. And then he said he doesn't know how the Chassam Sofer knew this. And he said he looked around, right? And he asked around, and no one had a makar to this Chassam Sofer, and it must be because he had Ruach HaKodesh. And he said, we know the Chassam Sofer had Ruach HaKodesh in his learning, and he brings other rayas that the Chassam Sofer had Ruach HaKodesh. The Inkan Mekoymot Leharich. But not for now. The Ruach HaKodesh of the Heiliger Chassam Sofer, right? But the bottom line is, this is the rest of the story. This is where the end of the Darim is meeting us here in Sanhedrin. It's absolutely unbelievable. It all comes together, right? If you learn long enough, then everything ends up stemming. But the bottom line is, it's Haflufa. That's Yenich Sam Sofer. That was Mechadish. But Ruach Kotshoi, that Nidarm is the last of the Mesechta. He was going in this Rambam. But Al-Kopon of Vos comes from that Rambam. L'chair Vashtet on that Rambam is that even though we know a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, we know a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, but a Ger Toshav is allowed to. When it comes to a Ger Toshav, it's different. There's Lefiza Yesh Loimar. Maybe you could say. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amid Alf. Amr Abafts. Eim Moisim Divit Torah. Evi Kechavim Shenemar. Why do I need a new limud to tell me you can't teach Torah to a guy? Simple math. A guy is not allowed to learn Torah. If he learns Torah, he's chayim nisa. If you teach him, you're over lifnei even leisit the michshol. So paper clouds lifnei even. Tosva says it's talking about where it's not betray avadinahara. The Shagasari has said that maybe it's totally in the two reasons why a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. Lafia now yesh shloima. You know where it's negaya the halacha of leosa chen lechal guy mishpatim ba'yadam a ger toisha. A guy that's allowed to learn Torah. There is a guy that's allowed to learn Torah. Just like the Chassam Sofer said, there's a guy that's allowed to keep Shabbos. The guy, the Ben Noyach, right? Not the Ovid Kerchavim. So too, Safahana Azam Musig, where he's allowed to learn Torah as well. If he's allowed to learn Torah, then mitzad lefnei even leisit the michshol, I'm not doing anything wrong by teaching him Torah. Stating that, Omer Avami, Ein moisim divrei Torah, afilu to ager Torah, shenemar, also chen l'chol goy, mishpatim v'ayidom, could be this Chassam Sofer would be an Eitzah to answer Tosfos Kasha, Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amidah.